This year, we are commemorating the most shameful event in European history, the Holocaust, and the liberation of Auschwitz 70 years ago. A decision was made in a civilized country, Germany, to track down, register, isolate from their surroundings, dispossess, humiliate, and murder every single person of an ethnic group, Jews. I was one of these Jews. Although the aim was to rid the world of them, there are some survivors, and I stand here to represent the millions of people who were silenced and the ever-dwindling number of survivors and eyewitnesses, because I was there. In fact, I was there for an unusually long time for an inmate in Auschwitz. I was the youngest of three daughters of a typical German Jewish family where the pursuit of culture was paramount. We all learned to play an instrument. I played the cello. And we were brought up speaking French, two very useful attributes for my survival. What seemed to be a completely normal existence slowly changed when the Nazis came to power in 1933. Jewish children were no longer allowed to go to normal schools, and eventually the deportation started. My parents were deported on the 9th of April 1942. I never saw them again. I was 16 years old. I stayed behind because I had been conscripted to work in a paper factory. The workforce there consisted of Jews and French prisoners of war. I was young, belligerent, and decided that there must be a better reason for killing me than being Jewish. I involved myself in clandestine activities, forged papers for French prisoners of war to escape with, and eventually tried to escape myself. A completely lunatic idea when I think back now, but preferable to waiting to be deported and murdered. I didn't get very far. I was arrested and sent to prison. I had committed a criminal offense. Forgery, helping the enemy, and attempted escape. These were the indictments when I eventually appeared in a special court to be sentenced, the Sondergericht. However, having committed a criminal offense on top of being a Jew actually helped me rather than hindered me. It permitted me to stay in prison for over a year, postponing my arrival in Auschwitz. It is hard to imagine, but there was an orchestra in every concentration camp, and I was lucky that the one in Auschwitz-Birkenau badly needed someone who could play the cello. I became a member of this extraordinary band. We sat at the gate of the camp and played marches for the thousands upon thousands of prisoners who marched out to the surrounding factories and returned in the evening. The daily panorama was the endless stream of people walking into the gas chambers and the endless black smoke coming out of the chimneys. No one thought for one moment that anybody would come possibly out of Auschwitz alive. But a miracle happened. The Russian front approached. The Germans tried to hide their crimes, attempted to blow up the gas chambers, and started to march the prisoners in a westerly direction. I finished up in Belsen. Now, the difference between these camps was that in Auschwitz, people were murdered in the most sophisticated way, and in Belsen, people just simply perished. We sat about and waited to die. In the very nick of time, the British Army happened to be passing, and we were liberated. The date was April the 15th, 1945. A miracle. We no longer had to fear for our lives. We were free, free to go home. But where was our home? Who would we find there if indeed we had gone home? So we became a new species, displaced persons. Where could these people possibly be placed? The rest is history. The Nazi Reich evaporated into nothing. Only one monument was left behind, the remnants of the concentration camps, and at their forefront, Auschwitz and mass murder. I will forever be grateful that I was eventually allowed to come to this country and start life over again. Thank you.